We are in a virtual reality. In parentheses, the material reality we have all been taught by scientists that goes back to the ancient Greek philosophy of atomism is impossible. So we go into detail about how the atom's never been proven to exist. It's just another theory as to what materiality is.
You're about to listen to another Bonversation. Bonversations feature the most interesting and insightful people in the ACT realm and beyond. Every episode is made possible by people like you who value and support independent media. Now here's your host, JLB.
It wasn't a tent, it was this magnificent thing.
Okay, is Jacob Rothschild really dead? Clown shoes exposed, let's get down to it. The simple truth, viruses are exosomes and not contagious. Who's behind Disease X? Justin Pedo and Elon Musk Steen. Guys, this is just a few of the headlines from the live streams of our guests today. I'm talking with Ronnie, who used to be known as the Event Skeptic. We go back almost a decade, this gentleman and myself. So I'm looking forward to talking with him. He's got with him his friend, Jason, and the two of them have their Rumble and YouTube channels. They're known as Awake Souls and various other monikers. We've got so much to talk about, so let's jump right into it. Let's go first to Ronnie, coming to us from somewhere in America. It's been so long, my friend. It's good to finally have you on the Bonversations.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here and to talk with your audience. I know you have the intellectual academic crew. You always have. You're a skeptic at heart, and it's good to be here. This is like I think maybe it's been 6-7 years since we spoke. So this has been a meeting back up for a long time, and I'm just thankful to be here, and I'm excited to talk about what's going on in the truth movement.
Well, the first time we spoke was almost a decade ago, back when there was this thing called the so-called truth movement, right? With people like Jeffrey C and PK and Red Pill Revolution and Press Reset Earth and a whole bunch of people who... A lot of those names mean nothing to most of the audience now, but Ronnie, back in the day, those people meant a lot to us. The whole truth movement meant a lot to us. Can you believe that was almost 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's really hard to believe. It does seem like things have changed. And sadly, it's just us, really. I know Press Reset Earth has a Telegram page, but it's just nonsense political propaganda, right? And, you know, one of the key points that I'll touch on in the beginning of this is the shocking part to me of this was that when I found the truth out, I was like, this is going to change everything in reality. We are going to win. Everything is going to change. And it got movement. It started to pick up. And then almost like we're saying here, every single person that figured out the truth is now gone. And the people that remain are shady. They're profiting. They're doing it for clicks and views. And you can easily see the dismiss and malinformation put out by all these different channels that are still remaining. Now, with your content, you only share so much on YouTube, and I agree with a lot of it, with what you've promoted and what you talk about mainstream-wise with the Dino hoax and with the no nukes. We both remember Learn of the Jesuit Order. He said the FBI went to his house, and then all of a sudden that was it. There was no more Learn of the Jesuit Order, and he was going around telling everybody that there were no such things as nukes. Now, when we throw it to Jason of Awake Souls, we took that investigation really, really deep into, understanding the whole entire atomistic hoax. I don't know if you want to join in, Jason, and maybe explain a little bit more what you're about. So that's basically where I'm at with the truth movement is there's only a few characters left, and all they're doing is trying to make money, and they're clearly liars.
Hi, my name is Jason, and I'm from Awake Souls, and I met Ronnie about 7 years ago in the truth movement, and he knew John already, so it was Ronnie that introduced me to the JLB, and yeah, we've been doing our thing for the last 7 years pretty straight on YouTube. Ronnie lost his channel, and now he's on Rumble. So it was Flat Earth that brought us together in the truth movement, and it was sort of Christianity that connected us at a deeper level, and we've been going ever since.
So if somebody was new to your channel and they hadn't heard of you guys before, could you give them like an elevator pitch or an overall summary? What are the topics that you guys talk about the most? Obviously, you mentioned Flat Earth and Christianity, but I've gone through the Rumble channel and even just the headlines of some of these videos, let alone what's in the videos, because I watched one video that was supposedly about viruses and exosomes. And next thing I'm hearing that Justin Trudeau is a Jesuit shill, and there's all these other things in the video as well. So you guys cover a lot of stuff. If you could boil it down, what's the basic thrust of the channels and the content you guys put out?
Ronnie, a lot of those headlines were sort of like, that's more your content that you're doing on Rumble. So you want to sort of give the summary?
Yeah, so what John was referring to was the Rise and Grind Morning Show podcast. So basically there was We'll Do It Live, and it was a podcast with a bunch of people talking about various truth topics. On the Rumble channel, I just do a weekly report with, you know, between, you know, mostly 7 to 9, almost every week, 9 brand new songs. And we try to hit almost 9 different genres, and they're all brand new within a week usually. And on that show, I go through all of the news and all of the various topics that are permeating throughout the so-called truth movements. Now with Awake Souls, I'm going to bring you back on. And the main content that we do, so the morning show is just a spiritual place where I share truth, and I do it like We'll Do It Live style. I add comedy, there's memes involved. It's a great time. But the truth is that our channels were actually, when I became a truther, that was just one level. When I figured out that, you know, 9/11 had multiple levels to it, I started to see conspiracies inside of conspiracies. And the Awake Souls, Jason Laufenberg, came along and he asked me, could you ever understand or put a thought to the idea that you might be in a virtual reality? So I'm going to throw it to Jason. He's going to explain basically how you got to understanding that you're in a virtual reality, if you could get a little descriptive in it and let people know. So the main thing that we teach is that your reality is an illusion. And I'm going to throw it to you, Jason. You can explain that. The morning show on Rumble is just for new music, truth content, and just to sort of document everything that the New World Order and everyone in the realm is doing. So, but that's just a morning show once a week, usually on Sundays on Rumble. But on Awake Souls channel, this is where we do our flat earth, virtual reality, all the different topics. Unfortunately, we can't talk about exosomes. If I start to talk about viruses being a hoax, this would be taken down. So on the Awake Souls channel, Jason, how have you built it? And, you know, how do we first let people sort of understand that we're not living in the so quote unquote pressurized pizza dome reality or the spinning ball earth flying through outer space? And we can weigh everything in the entire universe because some guy hung 2 lead balls in his shed. Right. So what do we actually teach, Jason? And what are we about?
Well, it's pretty simple. So if you check out any of the videos, there's a description box that has what we call the 9 fundamental truths. And so the 9 fundamental truths are the things that we consider the most important things that any truther should be paying attention to. And so that list goes like this. I'm going to read them out here. We've got 1, Earth is fixed and immovable. In parentheses, heliocentrism is the strong delusion. That's a biblical reference there. The second fundamental truth that we stand by, and each one of these things are things that we have done the research and we feel that we could go into a debate against anyone and that we have the winning talking points because there's the facts to back it up. So the second fundamental truth that we stand by is that the AE map and model, that's the circular pressurized pizza dome, is impossible. All right. And then in parentheses, created and disseminated primarily by the Freemasons to destroy the credibility of the Bible with an easily debunked model that they have worked so hard to try and link the Bible to. The thing that really connected Ronnie and I initially was that we were researching the shape of the earth, and we had, you know, heard that it was flat, but everybody was pushing the circular model, and we had done the research to see whether or not it works or not, and it doesn't. It's very impossible. So the third fundamental truth that we stand by is that we are in a virtual reality. In parentheses, the material reality we have all been taught by scientists that goes back to the ancient Greek philosophy of atomism is impossible. So we go into detail about how the atom's never been proven to exist. It's just another theory as to what materiality is. Number four, this is biblical. So the number four is the creator of this world is the author of the Bible, YHWH, pronounced Yahweh. And his son and only begotten is our Savior, Yahushua, who died on a torture stake for us and was resurrected. So there was no letter J until about 500 years ago, which is about the time that the strong delusion was rolled out. Strong delusion being heliocentrism or geocentrism back in the day. Number five, the true Hebrew calendar. So because we're biblical, turns out that the calendar has been really distorted many times. So we've put work into the restoration of that. And the true Hebrew calendar is a lunisolar calendar. And the month Nisan or Aries, the lamb, Abib, is the head of the year. Passover must be kept when the sun is in the constellation of the lamb. So we do have a link to a Hebrew calendar that we share. Fundamental truth number six is that the Trinity is Kabbalism. The three-in-one doctrine is just three parts of the Sephirot and labeled Christian Kabbalism. So the Trinity is a doctrine that comes from the Vatican, which is not Christian. Fundamental truth number seven has to do with the rapture is of the wicked to judgment. So in Christianity, there's a group of people that are saying that there's a pre-tribulation rapture. And there is, but not the way they're describing it. Of course, they always get it inverted, and it's actually the raptures of the wicked to judgment. That's the snatching. So fundamental truth number eight is that reincarnation is biblically true doctrine as confirmed by John the Baptist being Elijah and Yahusha I being Adam. Fundamental truth number nine is once saved, always saved is false doctrine from John Calvin, a Vatican puppet, fake reformer, also responsible for killing an opponent of the Trinity. Now we do have a fundamental truth coming number 10. Soon that's going to be the true gospel of the kingdom, basically a summary of what is the promises for people from the Bible. And we'll have that out in not too long, but those are the things that the first four fundamental truths are things that 7 years ago, Ronnie and I started putting in the description boxes of videos. And then what happened is fundamental truth 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and going to be 10 have come along the way. So we've continued to research, and each thing that we find that is true that we consider to be important, we fight for it. We put out content that backs it up, verifies it, and then we're also willing to debate others as that, you know, disagree with these nine fundamental truths that we stand on. So it's really been what's been keeping us busy for these last 7 years. And you'll see that all of our content is directed towards those nine things. You want to add anything, Ronnie?
Yeah, well, if John wants to jump in and say anything, I can carry on with that narrative as well.
Well, what I'll do is I'll just recap those, because I always take notes during these chats. So let me see if I've got those 10 right. Number one, Earth is fixed and immovable. I'm with you on that. By the way, listeners, while we go through these 10 or these 9 or 10, it might be worth you considering which ones of these do you agree with or disagree with, but I'll give my take straight away. So number one, Earth is fixed or immovable. I agree with you about that.
Giddy up.
Number two, the AE map. This is that disc, the circle that got popular back in 2015-16. The AE map, it's called a map. It's not even a map. The AE projection, the pizza dome as these two call it, is impossible. I'm with you on that 100%. In fact, I'm giving that two ticks.
Giddy up again.
Number three, we are in a virtual reality. Giddy up, I like it. In fact, I'm looking forward to talking with you guys about that one later on in the call. I'm looking forward to talking with you guys about that topic most of all. Let me say that. Number four, the creator of the world is Yahweh. I hope I'm pronouncing that one properly. This one, I think we're going to need to discuss. I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but we have to come back and get more clarification. Number five is to do with the calendar, constellation of the lamb, something to do with Hebrew. This one I didn't really understand, so we'll come back and talk about that one later on. Number six, the Trinity. Did you say Kabbalism, or did I misunderstand you? Did you say the Trinity is...
Kabbalism. So that's the ancient Jewish mysticism. And
The Kabbalah. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. The Trinity. Yeah. So the Trinity is in God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Is that it? Is that the Catholic Trinity? God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, and they make it all one in a mystery that's unexplainable.
Interesting. I don't know much about the Kabbalah, but let me ask you this. Is it true, and I don't know if this is true, I'm going to ask you guys. Is it true that some people say you shouldn't study the Kabbalah until the age of 40? Is that true?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, they've got different sets of rules. I knew Channel Liz McGee. She was a Kabbalah teacher, and she was teaching everybody. It didn't matter who you were, what age you were, what sex you were. You could learn the Kabbalah. And so, you know, it is weird ancient Jewish mysticism. And I think it probably comes from the line of Cain, and it's really not helpful. But we don't suggest that anybody doesn't want to investigate and learn any topic, right? And we want what people to do is to actually test each thing out and stick with what actually has observable, repeatable, provable evidence.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I heard somewhere that some people advise against anybody under 40 trying to learn ancient Jewish mysticism or the Kabbalah, supposedly because the concepts are too powerful for an immature mind to fully understand and use properly or something like that. I don't know. But I'm 36. What am I now, 36? Yeah, I turned 37 later this year. So in a few more years, boys, I can study the Kabbalah. I'm looking forward to it. All right, next, number 7. The rapture is of the wicked. I don't think I wrote this one down properly, but the rapture, of course, is this idea that if the holy force comes back to earth or there's some end times, that the dead people will go up into the skies or something like this. That might be the cartoon version of the rapture. You guys tell me. When we get to number 7 here, the rapture is of the wicked. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, so the rapture is, you know, people have probably seen it in movies and stuff like that, where the idea is that, biblically speaking, there's a group of people that are going to be snatched off of the earth and float into the air and go to heaven, and they're going to somehow miss what the Bible talks about as being a great tribulation. So it's just more false doctrine that's being promoted, propagated by the Vatican. And the design of it is to make people lose faith so that they keep on being told that they're going to be snatched out of here, they're going to be protected, and that they're not going to have to go through tribulation. And so that when they find out that those things aren't true, I guess they're supposed to lose faith. And you know, that's just the purpose of false doctrine, is to get people to believe something else. So what the scriptures do talk about is at the end of the Great Tribulation, those that are alive and remain being caught up into the clouds with Christ's return. So that is biblical. That is the narrative that's there. The pre-tribulation rapture is just false doctrine. So this is sort of the type of stuff that's more directed towards people that consider themselves Christians that are getting caught into false doctrines.
All right, let's go to number 8 there. So reincarnation is biblically true doctrine. So I'll say that again. Reincarnation, under your framework, on your understanding of the world, is biblically true. So does that mean that you think that you are reincarnated from a previous, like there was another person, and then that person's no longer here, and you have the same soul, or the same spirit, or forgive me if this is a stupid question, but by reincarnation, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, so if you go back to number 3, or what is it? Yeah, it is number 3, that we're in a virtual reality, that so being in a virtual reality and having a lifespan where these bodies, you know, they do wear out and eventually break down and stop functioning anymore. We don't believe that the spirit, that the entity disappears. We believe that the character, because we're in a virtual reality, respawns, like most people are familiar with in video games now. And that, you know, to get back into the world, you have to be born in through a woman, and that you grow up as an infant, and there's the memory wipe. So you don't recall the last lifetimes, and you come back into the world and you get to try again. And so we're probably the only 2 Christians that believe that reincarnation is true, but we find it in the scriptures. So there's the example of John the Baptist was Elijah from the Old Testament, and Christ was Adam, the original first man. So the scriptures say that through one man, sin entered the world, and then it was through his being martyred that he was able to redeem mankind. All right, he didn't sin, yet they killed him. And so he bought that back for people, that those that believe in him, those would be the ones that in this virtual world, there's going to be a filter applied where the wicked people are removed. And the people that live good lives, clean, righteous lives, that, you know, the people that want to be better people, those are the ones that the scriptures say the Creator wants. You know, virtual reality, the more you apply this in sort of a Matrix-y or a, you know, the number of different movies that have portrayed what we talk about, the reincarnation makes sense, that you're reborn.
Yeah, we can get deeper into the whole topic of the reincarnation in Christianity and what Christ taught even in the next section. If for now, John, I noticed we haven't talked about the atomism section of the fundamental.
Ooh, got that written down, my friend, because that's under section 3, right? So we're in a virtual reality, and you mentioned the idea that atoms, it's just a theory, which, by the way, is correct. Atomic theory is a theory. You cannot see atoms. But some people will try and tell you, oh, they've got these special electron microscopes and they can see the atom. We can come back and talk about that one later on if you want, because I think this is one topic where we're pretty much on the same page here. There is atomic theory, just as there is the theory of gravity and the theory of evolution. They're theories. They might be good theories, but most people today in the Western world seem to think that they're not just theories. They're actual objective fact, and they've somehow been proven, and they're definitely true. And you know the sad thing, Ronnie? It's kind of sad, kind of funny. I used to believe all of this crap. Did you know that? I used to believe all of this crap. I used to believe that my body and this table and this microphone and this coffee, all of it is mostly empty space because we're made up of atoms. And of course, you've got the nucleus with the protons and the neutrons. And then outside of that, you've got an electron shell. I used to believe all of that. And so on this belief system, even solid matter is mostly empty space. Yes, I used to believe all of that, Ronnie. Can you believe that?
We did. Yeah, we did too. Yeah, the 99.99999% empty space. So everything's empty, nothing's touching. The void. So this, the void actually is Kabbalah. So the Kabbalism, the ancient Jewish mysticism, is where atomism comes from. And originally it was these tiny little invisible balls with empty space that then, you know, because they say it's the foundation, the matter, the building block of materiality, then the model just expands where on, you know, heliocentrism, everything is just big spinning balls and empty space. So the atomism, heliocentrism, geocentrism, all those things are actually rooted in Kabbalism. People that believe in those things are Kabbalists, unknowingly, right?
Well, we can get into more detail about all of that later on. Let me just finish this recap of these 9 or 10 points. So the next one on the list is, I think maybe I misheard this. I thought I heard you say, once saved, always saved is false doctrine.
Yeah, so that's just another thing in Christianity where there's all these, you know, the 501c3s are just Freemason and Jesuit-controlled disinformation outlets for people that think that they're Christians. And so one of the doctrines that gets taught is once saved, always saved. And that is, you know, these people that claim to be Christians say that once you believe in Christ, you cannot lose your salvation. You can't go to the lake of fire. You can't be destroyed. And that's simply not true. It's a false doctrine.
Well, I've noticed a few times during this chat, and we're only 20 minutes in, you've mentioned Christians who claim to be Christians. So let me rewind a little bit. Do you guys identify as Christians? And if so, when did you begin doing that? Is this something that you've been since you were a child, or is this something that's developed over the last few years as you've been looking into the so-called truth movement? For how long, if you identify as Christians, for how long have you done it?
So for me, it was off and on. I wasn't forced into Christianity growing up. It was a couple of my friends were going to church, and my mom or my dad sent me. Okay, I went. And I wasn't forced into it, but through my mom's mom and my mom, they're both, you know, devout Christians, but they're Christians who actually, you know, read the Bible. And so I've always had that in the background, but have I been this angel or saint? Absolutely not. You know, I've done a lot of things that I try to do better each and every day. That's my goal, is to become a better person every day. And I absolutely identify as a Christian, because there's been no teacher that's ever even come close or compared to the correct way that we live in harmony in this reality than the one we call Christ, right? Why Yahweh Shai is his actual Paleo Hebrew name, which again, we're the only, you know, so quote unquote truthers that actually do the true name, the true, like we went and found the evidence for the oldest name. And we took it from a channel that was a Black Hebrew Israelite who was leaving out silent characters and mispronouncing characters. And you actually nailed Yahweh. That's the YHWH character's name that everybody mispronounces. And they invent and they put in silent characters. They pronounce A's where they're not and when they're needed. It's everything in this reality has been set up in such a way where it's being measured. Every thought, every action, every word. So for me, I've always wanted to be a better person. That's the one thing that I'll say when I'm talking about Christianity and reading the scriptures, not just the 66 book Bible, because there's a huge deception there too. They took out so much. And then what you have is eisegesis. You have a bunch of apologetics. You have all these men come and write stuff down, and they're just out of their mind insane. Most of them are possessed by demons that are writing all the stuff that you're hearing about this rapture, all of this other stuff. Once saved, always saved. These people, they say a prayer or something, and then they say blood, and they like to bring up a ritual bloody sacrifice instead of actually loving one another and trying to become better people. So everything that you're going to see in this reality is set up. So yeah, I absolutely call myself a Christian because I do try to live the way Christ told me to live. He said, I will tell you the best path to reincarnation. Okay, the teachings of the Christianity where I draw my inspiration from teaches about who has the keys to the actual virtual reality to reincarnate and how you can have a better reincarnation every time, right? So everything in this reality is all here for us, and it all comes down to one simple thing, and then I'm going to throw it to you, Jay, if you have more to add, or JLB. Is it all comes down to your heart condition. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you're a Aleister Crowley practicing white Satanism thing. If you come to me, you have a good heart. I see you doing good things. You're good with me. That's basically my whole take on Christianity.
All right. And my experience was I was born and raised a Jehovah's Witness in rural Wisconsin, where I was super isolated because I wasn't allowed to be friends with anybody that wasn't a Jehovah's Witness. And there were no other Jehovah's Witnesses in the area, so I didn't even have a friend until I was 16. So I was raised Christian. Jehovah's Witnesses are Christian, but it's one of those Freemason-controlled PSYOP, fake Christian religions. So I didn't know that. What happened was I eventually fell out of when I got my first broadband internet connection, and I started researching the Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, I found out that the guy who started it was one of the 13 Illuminati bloodline members and like a Knights Templar with funding from B'nai B'rith. So it was, I saw it as a PSYOP. And what happened was I deconstructed my faith completely, where instead of just leaving the Jehovah's Witnesses, I started to believe in the Big Bang. And heliocentrism and all the things that you know, people are taught, I was just exposed to them much later in life after leaving the Jehovah's Witnesses. And so I ended up becoming a complete atheist and considered myself a Bible debunker for quite some time. So because of that, I went YOLO. You only live once, and just wild, hedonistic partier. And eventually, you know, ended up divorced. And through that, started to really rethink things. And so the process back was I didn't come back through the Bible directly. I got my heart set on becoming enlightened. I heard about enlightenment. And so I came back through the Eastern religions, the Buddhism and things like that, trying to become enlightened. And so what it turns out is enlightenment is defeating the ego. And I did a pretty good job of it. And then Flat Earth came along. And so what happened with Flat Earth is I started to dig in, research, realize that we're not on a spinning ball flying through empty space and all this. And because I had been raised Christian and knew the Bible really well, I understood the Bible to be the only thing that's saying the truth about the nature of reality, and that everything else wasn't true. So I decided to dig back into the Bible and check it all out. And for me, Flat Earth reconfirmed it being true for me. And so I recommitted myself to being a Christian and gave up the new agey way I had become through trying to become enlightened. So yeah, now I do consider myself Christian again, even more Christian than I was when I was raised Jehovah's Witness, because to me, being a Christian is being the true seeker. Christ, all of that in the Bible is about seeking truth. So if a person is a real truther, in my opinion, I think they're going to be a Christian. But I know that not everybody goes that route. All right, so I get that. But this is the path that I've taken that's gotten me to where I'm at.
That is an intriguing story. So let me see if I've got that right. You started out, you were raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and you say that Jehovah's Witness is a form of Christianity. But when you got older, you got an internet connection, and you discovered that the Jehovah's Witness belief system is a Freemason-controlled psyop, and you found out that one of the 13 people who created it was part of the Illuminati, some kind of bloodline, and even B'nai B'rith. Goodness gracious. So then you left all of that, you got into science with a capital S, as I would put it, including heliocentrism, and then you got into the party lifestyle, hedonism, you got married and divorced, and then you decided to seek out enlightenment through Eastern religion, including Buddhism, which I want to come back and talk about that, because believe it or not, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I won't say I got into Buddhism, but I did start reading books about it, and like actually reading the books. Because I've come to realize most people don't even read books, they just buy them. But I actually read these books, and it had quite an influence on me, this idea of, like, it's called Buddhism. I'm not saying I was a Buddhist, but some of the ideas contained within made a lot of sense to me at the time. Maybe some of them still do, but I want to come back and talk to you about that. That's very interesting. So anyway, so you got into the Buddhism and this New Age stuff eventually, but then Flat Earth came along. So I want to ask you about that. So on the other side of this break, I'm going to ask you about how you first heard about Flat Earth, which is a huge part of the journey that I've been taking online, and Ronnie the Event Skeptic as well. It used to be known as Ronnie the Event Skeptic. I don't know if you know that. But then Flat Earth came along, and Ronnie and I were on the first ever Baller Skeptic Roundtable. I didn't even know if Ronnie knows this. It's quite a story. So on the other side of this break, we'll come back and talk about all of that and so much more. But here is a quick word from some of our sponsors. Are you still driving some car which is 10 years old and barely impresses anybody? Sure, it gets you from A to B, but don't you want to be seen as successful and stylish? Don't you want the comfort of brand new leather seats, which nobody has sat in before? At Big Auto Car Yards, we offer no deposit finance, so you can get wheels which turn heads and make you feel like your unfulfilling go-nowhere job is worth driving to once again. So come on down to Big Auto and sign the next 10 years of your life away. Vote with your wallet and support Big Auto today. Mate, the game's on this weekend. Are you coming over to watch and have a barbecue?
Nah, I'm going over to Danny's to watch, and you should come too.
What? Danny's place? His TV is no good.
Haven't you heard, mate? Danny's binned his old 40-inch HD he bought 4 years ago and got himself a brand new 65-inch OLED Ultra HD TV. It's so crisp and clear, you feel like you're out there playing the game yourself.
Oh, wow. Did he get it from Big Tech Depot?
Of course. Danny voted with his wallet and supported Big Tech. like we all should.
In that case, I'll see you at Danny's.
When the winter blues set in, there's only one solution you need to think about. Imagine relaxing on a banana lounge in the middle of a picturesque beach with a gentle breeze swaying in the palm trees as you enjoy your third daiquiri of the afternoon. The worries of the working week a million miles away. At Big Airline Holidays, it's our end of season sale, and we have half-price airfares to the warm and welcoming destinations you dream about. Call our customer hotline. With well-trained professionals who know how to upsell you from a budget three-day getaway to a bank-breaking week-long five-star retreat before you even realize you've gotten a credit card out of the wallet. Speaking of wallets, it's important to vote with yours, so book another trip with Big Airline today.
I like my burgers zesty fried.
And I like my chicken wraps long and wide.
Throw in some cola, ultra size.
And don't forget a pound of crispy fries.
A family meal for just $29.95.
Support big fast food and you'll feel alive.
Hey, big fast food, do it your way.
So you've got the good news and you have a special little one on the way. You know what you need to do now. Find out if it's a boy or a girl. At Big Radiation Clinics, we have the latest in 4D sonogram technology to let you see every nook and cranny of your bundle of joy. More often than not, you'll even get to see your baby kicking and squirming while we take a peek. It's almost as though they can feel the radiation cooking them in real time. So come on down to Big Radiation Clinics and see the baby today. Here, we see a starving African child. His village has no running water, and food is scarce. With World Vision, you can feed him for just $1 per day. Here, we see an independent researcher and content creator living in some little town in Eastern Europe. Times are tough. Now that the pandemic is over and the world has gone back to normal, nobody cares about the truth anymore. He hasn't been able to afford any H or B for months now. You can feed his hedonistic appetite for just US 70 cents per day. Don't let this truth artist starve. Nourish him. Join johnlebon.com today.
It wasn't a tent, it was this magnificent thing.
Okay, so we're back. I've got with me Ronnie, who used to be known as the Event Skeptic, and his friend Jason. The two of them run a Rumble channel and a YouTube. And as we heard in the first half hour of the call, they cover a lot of topics, but most of it seems to come back to the Bible, Christianity, and the nature of this reality. And it's that third part that I find the most interesting, the nature of this reality. So I can't wait to talk about all of that and so much more. But first of all, let's get back to this Bible thing. I'm going to put this question to you without notice, without warning. So listeners, I did not tell my guests that I'd ask them this question. So I'm going to put them on the spot, but I have confidence they'll come through with flying colors. If you had to choose one passage from the Bible, just one, do you have a particular favorite or one that means the most to you?
It's not necessarily like that for me. So to me, the Bible is a narrative. So in a virtual reality, in a video game, in anything like that, there's some sort of a narrative that you need to have. Well, you know, at least for a video game, movies, stuff like that, you have a narrative. So the Bible, to me, because it comes from the Creator, is the narrative of the world, of the creation of the world, the purpose of the world. It's the rule book as far as how to live one's life. So to me, to put it to one verse, something like that, it's pretty impossible. We actually like to go beyond the 66-book canon because the Vatican was responsible for getting a whole bunch of other books removed from what they call the canon. And so we feel that the most amount of scripture possible adds the most amount of detail, clarity, and things that are confusing if you just hear it a couple times here or there, as soon as you get the full picture, the bigger context, it all fits together like pieces in a puzzle. So I'm against summarizing the Bible, overly, because there's a lot of detail there. It's a big puzzle, in my opinion.
Fair enough. It is a difficult question to answer. There's so many things you could cite from the Bible, and like you said, it's an overall narrative. So to choose one section can be difficult, I agree. But let me share with you my favorite Bible passage, which has made sense to me ever since the first time I heard it. It's Matthew 7:6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. And rend just means attack. So in other words, don't give the good stuff to the swine, because not only will they not appreciate what you're giving them, they'll try and destroy it, and they'll even come and try and destroy you. And I believe, and this is for either of you, that we see a lot of this in the so-called truth movement and this online realm, where people like you guys, for instance, you have your live streams and you try to share what you believe is going on. That's all. You're not hurting anybody. You're not causing anybody any problems. And yet I'm willing to bet that over the last few years, you have had people try and attack you, cause you problems, get up to all kinds of mischief. And for what? For sharing with them your truth. It's crazy stuff. So tell me, have either of you guys experienced this? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we get a lot of hate. We might be the most hated. Because the topics, the 9 fundamental truths that we're standing by, put us in a very, 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 very small group of people. All right, to mix flat earth and Christianity and all these other things, it's very isolating, and we're constantly attacked for our positions on things. But when you find something that is true, that you can defend, there's nothing that can dethrone the truth, right? If it's true, it just exists. It is. So we do receive a lot of hate for the positions that we take.
So, I can answer multiple questions. We'll take it back to the Christianity one, John. Interesting scripture you chose. For me, I would state that I'm a fan of every single inspired scripture of all time, but my absolute favorite is easy, the book of Enoch, the words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and the righteous. And get this, it says, who will be living in the day of tribulation when all the wicked and the creatorless are to be removed? And he took up his parable. So for me, I love the parables. So within the scriptures, there's a heavenly level and an earthly level. And things like the Trinity were created using parabolic language and basically just misappropriated to the different topics, right? So the three dispensations are the actual, what you could say, Trinity. So the Old Testament, the New Testament, and then the Apocrypha was the scriptures that were taken away. And they were taken away so that people could choose their path without having the exact script in front of them. Oh, this is what you do. This is how it goes. So for me, it's that. Now, gang stalking, demonic attacks, we could put any name to it. You could think of it as a virtual reality, and the demon itself is just a code that's written that you have to deal with. And that applies to basically everything.
Damien's,
Damon, right? Yeah,
that is computer code for those types of programs, absolutely.
But so the answer to that is to constantly be trying to improve everything about your life every single day, whether it be your health, your intelligence, your level of truth. Basically, think of it like you've got a giant jar and you're trying to fill it up with oil. And every time you learn something that's true, a little drop of oil goes into that jar. And we want to have as much possible truth as you can. And what is truth? That is something that has an actual provable actuality to it, right? It's not just Jason and I out here willy-nilly throwing words out like we can debate these things. It's because we actually have evidence, right? So it was once posed to me by your host, John LeBon, if a reality could be shown correctly with a flat map and it better describes the reality of the heliocentrism, that you would actually follow it, you had said, John, if it had an actual provable reality to it. And what we teach is our map of reality, and it's basically a couple of websites. So one of them is called the Andrew Marsh Program, right? And it has a circle of sight. It has a heavenly dome around you, basically. And this is what the flat earthers have co-opted and shilled and come up with these retarded names like, what do they call it? Magnifying, lensing, looming, outer sun projecting through dome nonsense, right? They just muck it up. And really what it is the visible celestial body that rotates around each of us. We're all at the center of it. And there were some great guys in the beginning of Flat Earth. Matrix Decode was going out with his film cameras and actually documenting things where we learned where the edge of our vanishing point is, which the Flat Earthers have completely distorted, like satanic, Kabbalistic heliocentrists. Right. So what they did was they found where things actually cross out of your circle of sight. Right. And they took that and said, that's where the curvature starts. Right. So what the flat earthers will say, oh, you can just zoom that back in. Well, absolutely. No, you cannot. So it's NASA and the heliocentrism that tell you with our big, powerful Lucifer telescope, we can zoom in to the outer reaches of the distant galaxy, peering back 38 billion years. And I mean, me and Jason are telling them, no, you can't. You can't even zoom something in that's gone 4 miles away from you, standing on the ground at the beach. It's gone. You can't zoom it back in, nor could you zoom into something at the distant edge of some non-realistic reality. We actually teach that you're in a virtual reality. It's a video game. Everything is being rendered to us, and it's set with parameters, and it's done with absolute astonishing precision. And you'll get guys in modern science calling it, what do they call it, Jason? The cosmonautical constant, this astronomical 10 to the power of 3,997 or something. Like, it, you can't even calculate. It's like one with like 100 zeros in front of it. That's the fine finality, the tuning of the reality that we're in, the virtual reality. If one thing was incorrectly done, everything just simply falls apart. And the evidences, are we into the evidence section? Because I've got stuff from the Rise and Grind, but the evidences of the virtual reality are just simple to actually say them out loud. It would be, you would have to be somebody with an intellect of like grade 2 or younger to not understand the simple things that we say when we zoom in on the sun and the moon. I figured this out almost 8 years ago. I had one of the oldest, if not the oldest, there are clouds behind the sun and moon video content on YouTube. When you zoom in, right, on the sun and the moon, you can actually film lots of times clouds behind the sun and the moon, okay? Then it gets even deeper. Then with the way that the clouds go in the sky, you can actually see clouds with shadows above them. So are we into that proof part? Because we can talk about how we can show you the sun rising up out of the earth, and then we can go to the Andrew Marsh site. So when someone asks me, oh, Ronnie, you think the earth is a virtual reality? Show me the map. So what we can do is take you to anywhere on earth, to your circle of sight, what you can go outside with a sextant, with a compass, with your smartphones. You can actually verify every single thing in the app. The website that we take you to is on a flat plane. It can be gridded, right? But what the interesting thing is that we discovered, catch this, check this out, is that the earth was also created in such a way. John, I know you're a super intellectual thinker. This should really catch your clever side when I say that it was created in such a way. Listen, if it was a pizza dome pressurized, right, which is retarded because how many pressure gauges can you hook up to a tire? It's just one pressure inside of a pressurized zone. Do you know how many different pressures there are here on earth in this reality? A lot, right? So basically, what we need to understand about how we can prove this reality is easily observably explainable. Rainbows is another one. The flat earthers think, oh, it's because there's a dome over us. Well, now when you fly up into the sky, all of a sudden that rainbow is a circle. Oh, whoops. And I can do it in my backyard. People can do it in their garage. So all of these different things are simulation, virtual reality proofs. And, you know, even the fact that George Smoot was a university professor who did a balloon-borne experiment in a university. They flew a balloon up in the air, which is basically the only thing that we can do to go so high. And then there's nothing, like the Bible said, there's nothing above there. You go up in the day, you go up in the night, there's just blackness in the sky. So he took up a balloon. They took a giant picture while they were up there, you know, like a good section, but, you know, tiny if you're actually looking at it in the scale of the entire celestial body. But then they put it into a simulation program and they ran it, and it came back absolutely that our reality is flat. Not only the earth, but the sky too can be measurably in a flat consistency to its depth and perceivable angles to our perception. And what we can actually do is measure those distances, and they're super close to us. So I just wanted to put that in.
A lot of things came up there, so I'll just try and recap the last 5 or 10 minutes. So going back a little bit, Jason mentioned that you guys feel like you might be the most hated people on YouTube, and that it's very isolating to mix the Christianity and the flat earth. I want to come back and talk about that. You mentioned something about the Andrew Marsh program. I don't know anything about that, so I'm looking forward to learning more. The flat earthers have, this is what you said, the flat earthers have co-opted and shielded certain things. And then you mentioned that Matrix Decode was documenting things. We've got a lot to come back and talk about here. You mentioned that the Pizza Dome pressurized model is retarded, and something about some university professor called George Smoot. Had I known that you guys were so opposed to or critical of the flat earthers, I would have tried to get you on this show a lot sooner. Because as you guys probably know, I have a bit of a history with some of those leading flat earthers, and a lot of them have since disappeared from the internet, and supposedly a few of them have even disappeared from this realm. Very interesting stuff. We'll come back and talk about that all later on. Now, I did want to focus on the nature of reality, because that was the main thing I wanted to talk about with you guys. And a listener of mine has been emailing me for literally years now, talking about you guys and your show. And I didn't realize that you were so overt in calling it a video game. So on the other side of this quick break, I want you guys to give us, in 5 or 10 minutes, an overview of what you think this realm really is. Because a lot of people only listen to the first part of these conversations. They don't listen to the second part, which is available at conversations.com. But I want the people, even if they only listen to the first part of this call, to get an idea of where you guys are coming from. So we'll take a quick break from our sponsors and be back in just a moment.
Adventure, fantasy, romance, action, and plenty for the kids as well. All the escapism you could possibly want streamed direct to your smart TV device. Bundle our movies and kids package for just $15.99 per month for the first 6 months, and you'll also get access to our comedy catalogue as well at no extra charge. The Movies and Kids Bundle, with comedy package included, now streaming at Big Media. Vote with your wallet and support Big Media today. In a time of conformity, when everybody seems to be the same, there's no better way to prove that you're an individual than by getting a tattoo, just like everybody else. Stand out from the crowd with your very own permanent reminder that you're special and your memories can't be taken away from you, other than with laser removal, which we also offer with a 20% discount for repeat customers. Come on down to Big Tattoo Parlor and get yourself marked like the individual you know you are. Vote with your wallet and support Big Tattoo today. See all of these people smiling and having fun? See their white teeth and bright eyes and trim figures? See how they're laughing and dancing and surrounded by friends of all kinds? They're reading the chocolates from the Big Sugar Favorites collection. It comes in a colorful box and there's 50 different bite-sized pieces of gooey goodness in every pack. You'll feel happy as soon as you put the favorites box in your shopping cart. Then you can get home and dive into your favorite chocolates wrapped in wrappers of blue, red, green, orange, and more. Vote with your wallet and support Big Sugar today. It's that one special day every little girl dreams about. Surrounded by friends, family, and their motley crew of plus ones. Dressed like a princess, the star of the show and the center of attention for an entire day. At Big Wedding Services, we tailor each and every celebration to your personal needs. You'll feel like the belle of the ball and have photos to cherish for the rest of your life, or as long as the marriage lasts, which is usually a few years at least. Venue hire is only 2x what you'd pay for any other event, and the flower bill should, most likely, come into less than $2,000. Nothing when you consider how important it is that you'll be the special princess for the day. Pick and choose which of your sisters and friends who make the cut to get into your bridal party. Be the boss you always wanted to be. Vote with your daddy or husband's wallet and support Big Wedding today. And for the guys, just let her spend whatever she wants. After all, what is she marrying you for in the first place? The new season's here, and that means it's time to bet on the games. At Big Bookie, we have so many betting markets it'll make your head spin. Bet on first goal scorer, last goal scorer, which direction the wind will be blowing, what colour underwear the referee will be wearing, and so much more. Let's go to retired professional player to give us his pick of the week.
Well, it's round one, and that means there's some good odds to be found. My retired pro multi of the week is Jones first goal scorer, Brown last goal scorer, wind blowing northeasterly, and the referee to be wearing black undies. Multi it all together for odds of 3-1, 1-1, and win big this weekend.
Get the app on your phone for even better odds, and for alerts if you go even 1 week without placing a Hail Mary multi. No cold turkey for you. This app will keep you hooked. So vote with your wallet and support Big Bookie today. So you've got the good news and you have a special little one on the way. You know what you need to do now. Find out if it's a boy or a girl. At Big Radiation Clinics, we have the latest in 4D sonogram technology to let you see every nook and cranny of your bundle of joy. More often than not, you'll even get to see your baby kicking and squirming while we take a peek. It's almost as though they can feel the radiation cooking them in real time. So come on down to Big Radiation Clinics and see the baby today. Here, we see a starving African child. His village has no running water, and food is scarce. With World Vision, you can feed him for just $1 per day. Here, we see an independent researcher and content creator living in some little town in Eastern Europe. Times are tough. Now that the pandemic is over and the world has gone back to normal, nobody cares about the truth anymore. He hasn't been able to afford any H or B for months now. You can feed his hedonistic appetite for just US 70 cents per day. Don't let this truth artist starve. Nourish him. Join johnlebon.com today.
With regard to nobody died, nobody got hurt in these wars,
okay, so we're back. This is Bonversations number 43. We're at the end of the first part of the call. I'm chatting with Ronnie and Jason, and they have their own model of how this reality works, and I want to hear about it. So I'm going to shut up, and for the last 5 or 10 minutes of this first part of the call, I want them to tell us, as best as they can, what they think this place is. Let's go first to Ronnie, and then let's see where this goes.
Yeah, so I can just give the quick answer. It's a virtual reality that we're in. And it's super complicated and complex. The part of being in it is to research it, right? And from that, I can refer to Jason. He can explain it in a little better depth as we move forward too into the second part of the show. I'd like to circle back into those, you know, visible, explainable proofs of the virtualness to the reality. But I'll throw it to Jason.
Yeah. So we got these bodies here that have five senses. We've got the eyes, we've got the ears, we've got the nose, we've got the taste, we've got the overall touch feeling. So in a virtual reality, that would be like having the goggles on, the headphones on, you know, the smelling, the taste. We would have to visualize what type of sensor that would be, but then a haptic feedback suit for the entire body. That's the way we interact with the world. That's the way how we perceive reality. And, you know, we're told that these are electrical signals and all this kind of stuff, but they always take it to atomism. So the simpler explanation is being in a virtual reality, because there isn't the provable materiality of atoms and that type of stuff to back up any other type of model. So the experience is... Well, we all get it. See, one of the things that we stopped using is the word simulation, because right, we found that shills would come along and say that we're saying that you're not real, and we're not saying that you're not real. Although there could be NPCs in the world, but sentient characters, you know, having control of these bodies, avatar-like suits, is the way we explain it. And, you know, even the Buddhism and things like that, the Buddha said that the world that you perceive is not the real world. So even within the Eastern religions, I believe that they understood being in a virtual reality, but they didn't have the languaging. They didn't have anything to, you know, they couldn't say what computers and programming and stuff like this that we're capable of saying now. So that's the way we see the world. The whole flat aspect of it, we're fixed, we're immovable, Earth's not spinning and rotating, we don't have all these different forces being applied to us. The model itself, so we can only see like 125 miles max. The farthest the Mount Everest has been seen from is 125 miles, it's the tallest thing on Earth, and so that means that everybody's circle of sights are smaller than 125 miles. And if you could imagine a video game where you have a character that's moving across a map that only has a limited circle of sight, in the video game, we can visualize it as being a flat world real easily. We understand getting to one border of the map and coming through in on the other side. In fact, the like first video game, Asteroids, least popular game from Atari, was showing how you can go across the border and move around on a flat map in a virtual world. So a lot of the things like the biblical things, like walking on water, walking through a wall, things like this, we believe that all of that can be easily explained by being in a virtual reality, but that it's not a end-all be-all answer for everything. Because we believe that we're in a virtual reality, it can just mean anything, because in program worlds, you have set programmed things, like, you know, the speed at which something falls, terminal velocity, all these types of things are encoded and applied to everything. So there's absolute rules within the world. It's not just a free-for-all because we say that we're in a virtual reality. But yeah, once you really get it and see it and understand it, it helps you live your life in a better way than thinking that you're just stardust and that you don't have any purpose to your life. Once you see yourself as a character in a game where the decisions that you're making truly can benefit yourself, coming from a position where you know the actual truth of something, you do start taking care of your avatar body a bit better, and start making some better choices.
I can add on to that. That's really well said. I agree with everything there. And then I'll circle back to what I was trying to say to John earlier. Could you imagine this, John? I know you're an intellectual guy, is that the world wasn't created in such a way where you could just say, oh, it's this way. Because if it was a circling pizza pressurized Freemason dome Earth with the United Nations around the outside, with you, which you actually correctly identified as a globe projection with the South skewed to infinity outwards, whereas the different types of Mercators are square Earth maps and it's skewed to infinity. But what we actually found was it was created in such a way that there are actually two distinct measurable realities, one being a flat plane of reality that we physically interact with, and then a heavenly one. Like I was saying to you earlier about the parabolic language in the scriptures, we find the same code being written into the actual reality around us, right? So the things in the sky, they seem like they're circling around us, and that we're going back to that nonsense Kabbalism, circle around circle, but we have seven luminaries, the wandering stars, you know, in the sky, the sun, the moon, and the different, you know, satanically Greek-named pagan planets, right? Which we know it's not real. You zoom in on it with a high-powered camera, and you'll see exactly what it is, a beautiful light, right? So this reality was created in such a way that it has a stereographic, circular, heavenly pattern to its design, and a flat, square or rectangular shape move around map. And we found the map that described both is the stereographic Mercator projection that was it C.S. Pierce in 1918? What year was it, Jay?
1894. Yeah. So it's a two-pole map where you have both a north and south pole, but map's not even the correct term. It would be a coordinate system. So
coordinate system.
We're looking at a picture of a coordinate system when we're saying map, but that's just the word that most of us have become familiar with.
So, and it was the Chinese who have the first recordable device, besides if we go into a bunch of books of Mormon, and then you'll get a character in there who was given a compass so he could come to, you know, I think it was believed South America, then North America, but the Chinese had it. It was a flat board table that they put a map on, and then they had a dome over it with only half of the dome above the earth and the other half below it, and it circles. And they were able to navigate and know exactly where they were. So it was created in such a way with the equator and then the angles to sigma octans, which is denied by every single fake Freemasonic New World Order pressurized pizza dome earthers. They deny the fact that sigma octans, a void region in the southern sky at 180 degrees, can be observed everywhere in the southern region, and it likewise mimics what happens in the north, which is Polaris. So if you didn't have these two dynamics, you absolutely couldn't navigate in the reality. That's what the pressurized pizza dome with the one-pole map So the stereographic reality takes a flat rectangle Earth, and then you smack down on it a sphere that's cut halfway in the plane at our horizon, and then that circles around. And we literally have evidence of the sun, the moon, and everything actually coming up out of the ground. Well, I mean, the sun coming up out of the ground with like trees and hills behind it. And we start to understand how the rendering to our processor, our shot caller, like you asked before, John, if like an evidence to reincarnation. So if you're playing a video game and then you get killed in the game and then you're playing another round in the game, but this time you have a bigger avatar suit on, would it still be, would you still understand how it was still you? Even if let's say you didn't remember the last round that you played.
We have got a lot to discuss, and I'm going to level with you guys and with the listeners. I've been looking forward to part two of this call the most, because that's where I'm expecting us to get into more of a back and forth discussion about our belief systems, about how the world works. In that second hour, I want to come back and talk with you guys about the first ever episode of the Baller Skeptic Roundtable. Believe it or not, Ronnie was on the pilot episode of that show. I don't even know if Ronnie remembers that, but I do. We'll come back and talk about that later on. The history hoax idea, I haven't heard either of you guys talk about any skepticism about ancient history. I'm not sure where you guys stand on that topic, so we'll come back and talk about that. How does Mandela effect fit in with your belief systems about how the world works? You mentioned that you like to debate people about flat earth and or Christianity. We'll talk about that. The truth movement circa 2014-15, that's when Ronnie and I first met. That was almost a decade ago. I'm looking forward to reminiscing about that. And then this video game concept.
Gideon.
We'll come back and talk about some of the existential and metaphysical and moral philosophical questions that follow from starting to believe that you live in a video game. So we've got heaps to talk about in the second part of this call, which is available at bonversations.com. But for this part of the call, for the public listeners, I want to give my guests a chance to give us their final thoughts. So for Bonversations number 43, with my guests, Jason and Ronnie, coming to us from somewhere in North America, I'm your host, John LeBlanc, coming to you from beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria. Here are Ronnie and Jason to give us their final thoughts for the public part of this call.
So yeah, if you're looking for a deeper level understanding of Christianity and the scriptures, and not just 66 books, but all of the books, you're going to want to join us on Awake Souls. And on the Rumble morning show, you know, I just want people to understand just a quick couple of topics we're going to break down in the next hour. Virology is an absolute hoax. Germ theory and everything you've ever been told about it, nonsense. And I've got timestamps. What we do over on the Rumble channel is timestamp and document everything. Here's another one. Crisis Act whores, I call them, in World War III is an absolute hoax. Okay, we talk about that. I got Glenn Beck up on the screen at this timestamp from Crisis Act Horrors, 13208, and Glenn Beck is just selling his soul for the Jews in Israel. We go deep into that on the Rumble channel, and Jason of Awake Souls also has the Awake Souls Rumble channel too, and we talk about how the Jews were set up as a complete psyop. They're the scapegoat for the Vatican. We get deep into that. We talk about how Justin Trudeau, he's an actual, like, you know, pedophile. These people are absolutely disgusting. We document it all. And, you know, later I want to give you a little bit more evidence. We even talk about how disgusting and dirty Trump is. He's involved in child trafficking. His mentor was. And I can give you a couple timestamps in the second hour. And that's what you're going to get on the Rumble channel. And it's a morning show about, like, feeling good, you know, taking care of yourself. Because if you don't know, when I met John, I was, like, probably close to 400 pounds, if not more. And, you know, I keep it around 220 to, you know, 280. I go up and down depending on how much I can get to the gym. So my channel is also a process of gaining a better understanding of our reality, but also to love who we are personally. We're our own soulmate, our own twin flame. It's not found in anyone else, not a man nor a woman. So for anyone tuning in, if you're looking for a little bit of spirituality, you can join me at that Rumble channel. It's hopefully something that you might want to do. I'm shocked that there's not more people. They took my YouTube channel down 2 years ago for exposing the virology hoax, mostly. Well, and, you know, a bunch of other things. And so, yeah, that's what we do. And the nighttime podcast, again, I'm going to let Jason explain in depth because, you know, he's been the creator of our fundamental truths. And anybody knows if you want to document something, you're going to have some fundamental things that everybody can read and test. And that's how you come quickly to an agreement in something. You have evidence and proofs, and You know, I'm just excited to be here. I can't wait to talk about how I became a flat earther, how I met John before that. I actually knew John LeBon when I was a ball earther, and we can get into characters like Freemasonic New World Order Agent Shill A4 for all those people that might have been tuned in for a long time. I can't wait.
Dude, we were both ball earthers. Sorry to interrupt you there, but we were both ball earthers when we first met. Back then, the big deal was the fake actors in the fake events on TV, right? That's about as much as we knew. Yeah, hoaxes.
Hoaxes. And yeah, just about the... Not only that, but you had mentioned that you, if you had known what we were doing against the Flat Earthers on the Awake Souls channel, because it's still up, credit to Jason for keeping it up, but we've documented everything about the fake Flat Earth movement down to all their conferences, gone into depth, gone into detail, debunked all of their so-called experiments. And what we've seen is them quickly just dropping off as we've been making content about them and documenting it. John, we've just been watching the whole community just, where did... Robbie Davidson. I could go on and on. Patricia Steer. I could just name so many.
Don't get me started on Robbie Davidson. Who do you think was the guy who first exposed that guy's bullshit Bitcoin card giveaway?
Yeah.
See, people forget this
stuff. We referenced you.
I was the one who found out that this Robbie Davidson guy running this Flat Earth conference had previously run a supposed Bitcoin card giveaway where to go into the draw to win the car, you had to repost on social media, all this kind of stuff. And there was no evidence that anybody won the car. That was me who exposed all of that. We're talking circa 2017. And it was when I saw how the Flat Earthers responded to this that I realized there was no hope for them. And I quit the whole FE scene. Now, that was 2017, I want to say. So that's more than 6 years ago now. That's more than half of my time as a content creator ago. And that's one of the reasons why it's so fun to get guys like you on the show, because we can take these little walks down memory lane and think, man, this has been quite a journey. But we do have to wrap up this first part of the call, so I'll put links in the show notes below for people to go and check out your channel on YouTube and on Rumble. And I want to give Jason his final thoughts for this public part of the call. Again, in part two, we've got so much to talk about. I can't wait. But for this public upload, which I try to keep to an hour or less, we've gone just over time this time. For this public upload, which more people listen to because this is available publicly, whereas the Bonversations is for supporters only. For the public listeners, Jason, I'll give you the final thoughts for Bonversations number 43, part one.
Yeah, my channel, Awake Souls, I've gone through multiple times where they put me on death row, like two strikes, and almost lost it, but I've been able to hold on to the channel, so we do have all this content. We document everything, and the purpose of this is just to, we do it for free. We just do it because we care about the truth, and there's 9 things that we consider most important truth-wise that we focus on. So if you come to Awake Souls, you are going to find us either talking about Earth being fixed and immovable, the AE map and model being impossible, being in a virtual reality, who the creator of this world is, what is the true calendar, and after that, we're going to be debunking some of the common psyops regarding Christianity, false doctrines. So that's what we focus on. That's our biggest concerns and interests, and we do it on YouTube. We also, there's a Telegram group that we're active in. So you'll come join us and be a part of the discussion. Hope to see you soon.
You've been listening to Bonversations. We appreciate and thank all of the supporters who make this possible. Now have yourself a lovely day.
With regard to nobody died, nobody got hurt in these wars.
It wasn't a tent. It was this magnificent thing.
Idiot.